You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are getting into the attitude of gratitude. We're going to get into how gratitude can really change your life, change your whole state, change your mindset and your beliefs and everything else that goes into play with that. I've just had a lot of anxiety lately. I've been going through it the past few weeks and I have been almost feeling like confused, getting like whiffs and senses of unhappiness or not being satisfied or not feeling fulfilled. And of course, anxiety comes and goes. It's not necessarily, at least for me, it's not necessarily a permanent thing. So when it goes, I'm like, okay, everything's fine. But then when it comes, I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. Like, everything is bad. I'm making all the wrong decisions. I'm doing everything wrong. What is my life? And so for the past few weeks, I've been feeling like I need more time for fun. I need more time for hobbies. And I've made so many changes in my life and in my career and in my everyday routine over the past few months. But still, like, something just felt like it was missing in a sense. And funny enough, I always have videos on my TikTok For You page of people doing pottery. And I really have been wanting to try it. I've really been wanting to do it. Now, I'm not very crafty. I shouldn't even give myself that much credit. I can't say I'm not very crafty. I'm not crafty. I'm not an artist. I don't draw well. I don't have neat handwriting. I'm not really good with my hands when it comes to art and crafts and things like that. But it just looks so soothing and it looks so nice and it looks challenging and exciting. And it also just looks like something to do to really heal these certain thoughts or problems or mindset, whatever it might be. Like, it's not just sweeping things under the rug. It's not just putting a band-aid over it. It's asking myself, what is the actual root of these thoughts, or what is the actual problem at hand? And I realized I wasn't making enough time for really like feminine energy embracing hobbies, because I do have fun. I do have a social life, but that's not fulfilling. Going out, going to the bar, just going to dinner, like, I enjoy those things. They're fun, obviously, but they're not going to bring out that softer, more creative side of you. It's not going to help you to embrace your feminine energy anymore. It's literally just like, okay, that to me is that, like, sweeping things under the rug, band-aid over the problem type of thing, just saying like, yeah, I go out, yeah, I have fun, but it's not actual quality time with yourself. It's not actual quality fun time, and it's not making you better. It's not challenging you. It's not putting you in a position to really embrace a softer, lighthearted side to you that really allows you to embrace your feminine. And so today, I've had anxiety. I just did not have a good day today. I was thinking, okay, I am taking matters into my own hands. I am going to make a change. There is a lot that has to happen right now, but in a good way. Not like, I gotta go get some self-help books and I gotta go do this and go do that. I'm just like, okay, what can really bring out, like I said, all that stuff I just said, that side of me. So pottery was one of them. And a book club is the other, which I don't know exactly how to get into a book club. I don't know anyone personally who plans one, organizes one, whatever it might be, but I definitely want to get into one. So I'm gonna do some research. I did today, when it hit me, I did look up pottery near me, and I found that there is a pottery studio where they do classes for beginners, for experts. They have memberships and all that kind of stuff here in Hoboken where I live. And it looks like it's relatively new. I believe that it just opened in August, if I'm not mistaken. And I am so excited because I just booked a beginner class for Tuesday. So Tuesday evening this week, I have my very first pottery class. And if I really like it, then I'm going to get a membership. This way I could go weekly to just improve and get better and practice it more and more and more. And I just think that's exactly what I need. A weekly hobby, not just something I do once or twice, something that I can get really good at and really enjoy and allow myself to relax doing. So yeah, between that and hopefully a new book club that I'm gonna get into, I think that these two changes are exactly what I needed. Anyway, so what is gratitude? Why do I want to talk about this, and why did this all like come to be? So gratitude is literally the quality of being thankful. It is showing and feeling appreciation for something, whether it be a person, a thing, a time in your life, doesn't matter. Just having gratitude, being thankful, having appreciation for something, and having an abundant mindset around those things. So we tend to lean toward a scarcity mindset when things aren't really working in our favor, which is like me for the past few weeks. I've had anxiety, and it makes you tend to get a little scarce with your thoughts. But instead, today when I said, no, I am taking matters into my own hands. I'm going to be appreciative of this season of my life. I have abundant mindsets around this. I know that I can heal these problems. I know that I can find a solution for this. And that's exactly what, you know, I've done. And practicing gratitude in general is just really good for our brains and really good for our bodies. When you feel grateful for yourself, including big things and little things, all different things every day, you feel better. Your mindset, your body, your gut, your intuition, your soul, your heart, your head, everything just starts to feel better when you practice gratitude. And I would say that the number one thing that separates people who see results in their life, whether it be personal or professional or whatever, versus the people who don't see those kind of results is gratitude. That is the key separator. When it comes to professional life and my work and my career, people have always asked me how I became successful while also simultaneously making a ton of different excuses and justifying why they can't and complaining and having negative thoughts and negative mindsets and just exuding negative energy. And I always say when it comes to my work that I can't relate to that. I feel grateful that I get to do this. I never feel like I have to work or feel resentment toward work. And I have in the past. So I can't say never because I mean never now with my career. But in the past, I most certainly have when I was unhappy with my 9-to-5 job. Yes, I had a lot of scarcity mindset around that. I had a lot of resentment toward that. So of course it makes sense why I was not excelling at my job, why I was not getting praise at my job, why I was not, you know, the prize possession. That's not the word I wanted to go with. Not the the star student, you know, like that's where I'm trying to go with that. Or star employee of the month. That was not me because I just had such negative energy around it. But when it comes to the work that I do, it's no surprise that I am much more successful than I was at my 9-to-5 because I feel grateful that I do what I do. There's never a time that I don't want to do my work. I feel grateful that I get to do this to make money. I feel grateful that the opportunities that I see in front of me are real and that opportunities exist. So many people don't experience opportunities because they don't believe opportunity is real. They don't believe opportunity exists. So they don't receive it. They don't get it. And because of my gratitude, I just always want to show up for myself and for you guys, my listeners, and the people who consume my content because I am grateful for what I do. So no matter how I'm feeling, I always get done what I need to get done. I want to do my work. I want to do this when I'm feeling great. And I still want to do this when I'm feeling sad. like I've just shared, and like with anxiety and all that, when I'm not feeling great, I still show up. Like, you guys don't even know when I struggle, you know? I'm sharing it now because of this topic, but I'm not regularly showing up and complaining or being negative and making excuses and saying I can't or whatever. Like, I still show up. I still win. And I might win a lot, but trust me, I struggle too. I fail all the time. I go through obstacles all the time. I feel defeated quite often, but I always find solutions to these problems, and I always realize that there's more ways to energetically overcome them, to physically overcome them, to mindfully overcome them, to personally overcome them. So trust me when I say, don't compare yourself. You have literally no idea what someone else is going through. So even if they have something that you desire, don't focus on what they have. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have, because you truly have no idea what it is like to walk a day in someone else's shoes. So focus on what you do have. Don't even think about what you don't have. Someone having the relationship, the career, the friendship, the lifestyle, whatever it might be that you want or that you desire, does not mean that you're lacking anything. It does not mean that you don't have it good too. If you could sit and list off everything good you do have, you would realize just how good you have it. But if you put all your focus into what you don't have, then you will go through all those moments like I've mentioned: anxiety, confusion, unhappiness, scarcity mindset, unfulfillment, unsatisfied. And then you tend to feel like you have no control over it, like it's out of your hands. And I get it, because we're all human. So even with my abundant mindset and my positive beliefs, I still go through those moments. But the truth is, we do control our reality, and we have to control the controllables. I am in complete control of how I choose to spend my time. So if I'm telling myself I don't have enough fun in my life, I don't embrace my feminine energy enough in my life, I don't have enough hobbies in my life, then I should probably look in the mirror and ask myself why that is. Because who else is responsible for that? Who else is going to bring fun into my life, or bring hobbies into my life, or bring feminine energy into my life? Nobody.
Girls, we gotta talk. I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine if you had the tools to stop settling and start raising your standards and start getting everything you want. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out with my Queens of Confidence digital program. It's an 8-module program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts, worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program. Topics include the 5 levels of the self, external validation, feminine and masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and more. You get instant access to the entire program right now, and you can watch and learn at your own pace because it's yours forever. And right now, it's on a limited time discount, so you can have it all for a discounted price if you buy now. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's one of the best investments I ever made. Vic is an expert when it comes to confidence. I love how comfortable she made me feel, but at the same time, she told me exactly what I needed to hear so I can grow. In only a couple of weeks, my life is already changing." So girls, invest in yourself. You're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the program on a discounted rate for a limited time now. I know every girl that struggles with her weight is sick of being told diet and exercise only by doctors when it comes to weight loss strategies, because sometimes there's more to it. A friend of mine was actually denied safe and affordable medications and told to get a bike. But I just found Mochi Health, a telehealth platform for weight loss that's dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care. Mochi Health includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultants, and medication delivered right to your door, including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compounded versions that are actually affordable and accessible regardless of insurance coverage. Their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle and help you reach your weight loss goals by making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. So get started at joinmochi.com and be sure to use my code FORTHEGIRLS to get $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and code FORTHEGIRLS for $40 off.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A few years ago, I was asked a question and it blew my mind. The question was, this guy asked me, if you could have any job in the world where money does not matter, any job, what would it be? So I thought about all the different jobs, everything that came to my head, a nurse, a teacher, an actor, a singer, a dancer, a makeup artist, a tattoo artist, a pilot, an architect, literally everything, a doctor, a surgeon, you name it, whatever. I was running the whole roster of jobs in my head. And so I told him with confidence, I would do exactly what I do right now. I love what I do. I can't picture myself being fulfilled doing anything else. I love my career. And so after I said all that with pure confidence, like I said, beaming, I was like, awesome. I answered that correctly. Yes. And he's like, wrong. Just kidding. He didn't say wrong, but he did shut me down really, really, really quickly. He did make me feel really, really, really fucking stupid. I remember just being like, oh, okay. He said to me, actually, Victoria, what I was really asking you was, what do you do for fun? And your answer tells me you don't have any fun in your life. If money was no object, if money did not matter, you could do literally anything for work. You shouldn't even be thinking about actual jobs. You could do anything and make it a job. Money doesn't matter. And you're thinking about jobs. You're thinking about your current career and line of work. So what I'm asking you when I say if you could do anything, it would be, what do you enjoy so much? What do you have so much fun doing that you would just do? You should be thinking of what's fun for you. So I'll use the hobbies that I just mentioned, like a book club and, you know, pottery. Like he was saying to me, your answer should be like, oh, I would do pottery. If money didn't matter, I would just sit in a pottery studio all day and I would make pottery for people, for myself, or I would host book clubs. If money didn't matter, I love reading. I love books. I love sharing. I love talking about books. I would just host book clubs. That would be it. Obviously, that wasn't it. This conversation was a few years ago, so I don't really remember what exactly he had said, but that was like the baseline there. That's the context. So I'm using those current hobbies that I just mentioned. So that's when I realized, make more time for fun and hobbies. I was so blown away because he was right. And it's not that I have none. It's not that I have no fun. I did start to make myself have more fun. I did start to embrace my freedom a little bit more. But it's not until now that it really hit me that I've not been consistent enough with that kind of stuff. Like, I embrace freedom, but I spend a lot of that freedom at home, not really doing too much. And I had realized at that time that I was working so hard toward a life of freedom. But in my mind, that life of freedom was going to be in the future. It wasn't the present. So at that time, when I had answered that question, I was totally overworking myself. I was doing nothing. Like, I worked because in my head, and what I was saying was like, okay, one day I'm going to have this totally free lifestyle. I wasn't actually living it. I was just saying, I'm working this hard and making the money I'm making now and doing the work I'm doing now so that someday my life is going to be so free. I could spend any day on a yacht, not worrying about anything, just blah, 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 blah. But I was not in the present moment working. Like, I was not actively in the present moment living a life of freedom. And I will say, either way, I'm still grateful for that season, of course. I'm so, so, so grateful for it. I have so much gratitude for everything I've gone through and every lesson I've learned. However, this year, I've made so many more changes to my lifestyle to be able to enjoy myself in the present rather than making it a goal for the future. So I really cut down on the amount of hours that I put into work. I changed up a lot of things that I do in work. I put a lot of my focus and energy into different things because for me, overworking just so that one day I could have freedom is no longer an option. It's not an option for me. So for the past few months, I've been getting there and I've been making progress and it's like, okay, things are looking up, but I just wasn't fully there yet. And now I've had that breakthrough. So even this trying time where I've mentally been struggling a little bit, I'm still grateful for that because you have to go through breakdowns to see breakthroughs. Breakdowns create breakthroughs. Write that down, post it on your story, share it, tag me, the whole thing. Breakdowns create breakthroughs. You have to go through breakdowns to see a breakthrough. Quite frankly, I definitely didn't like make up that quote. I'm sure people have said this before. I know I've heard that, but still, I'll take the tag this way that I could see that you all are embracing it. So every day I continue to practice gratitude more and more and more. And I'm just really grateful that everything that I've gone through and everything that I continue to go through has happened and happens the way that it does because it just makes me learn and it just makes me grow. And ultimately, it allows me to be better and enjoy my life more. So be grateful for what you have, and that will open the minds of others. That will make people want in on whatever you're doing. People love people who love their lives. It's so true. I've shared this in the episode when it comes to dating, like more specifically with Crystal. It's an older episode from last year, I want to say. And she was saying about that quote that like something along the lines of be a woman who's easy to love and easy to lose. And when she explains the side of what is a woman who's easy to love, she's like, it's just a woman who loves herself, a woman who loves her life. And a woman who loves her life, people love her and people like, you know, she attracts people. And yeah, I've learned that even outside of dating, just people love people who love their lives. They gravitate toward those people because those people radiate love and good vibes and good energy. And they show gratitude. And showing gratitude makes people who are not grateful for their lives want to be grateful. So showing gratitude wakes people up. It makes people say, oh my God, they're onto something. It makes people become a more positive version of themselves. And I think that's the strongest influence that anyone could have in the world. It's not about selling makeup or beauty products. It's not about promoting a surface level, tangible thing that people want to buy or put in their house or wear on their body. It's not that. It's allowing people to see why every single season of their life is one worth living and one worth being grateful for. And when you really embrace that, I believe that that in and of itself really does bring out that softer feminine energy that I was just talking about, because it's really easy to operate from a wounded side of us, a wounded feminine energy side that really embraces a victim mentality. That is a toxic trait of feminine energy, feeling like a victim and just feeling really insecure and feeling bad for yourself. But if you're able to get out of that energy and tap into your gratitude, you're gonna find that you're, you know, your more loving feminine energy, the mature feminine energy, comes out. And yeah, I'm making the conscious effort to embrace that more and more and more. So catch me at Pottery and catch me in your local book club. Let's wrap this up here. This is all we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for joining me. Until next time, girls.